This is Matt Spiegel, and I can't wait to bring you season two of the PBP, Voices of Baseball. The very best play-by-play voices in the game talk about their craft. It's a job so special that even Joe Buck told us he will probably go back to it.
I'm 53, basically 54. I think it's too early to say nevers at this point in my life. I think at some point I'll get the itch again.
Incredible guests sharing great stories from your favorite teams coming this year. Find us on the Odyssey app or wherever you find podcasts. Podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
Come and see me.
All right, here we go. We do a podcast as Al is singing to get this thing started. Why the hell not? Al, what's up?
Good morning, Jerry. Every time I hear the term Odyssey, which is our new company.
Yes, so you think of Odyssey name, Putters.
I think of Odyssey Putters?
Yeah.
I think of the song Valerie from Steve Winwood, and I sing, Odyssey, come on me. Odyssey, call on me.
You should
come
say download
see me.
Me.
Ooh, I'm the same map you used to be.
There you go.
Bam. So I put a Twitter poll out, Jerry. And
okay.
I was wondering what your take on this would be.
Oh, I like a Twitter poll.
The Twitter poll was this. It was, what is the minimum amount of money that you could get in a lump sum?
Lump sum.
Which would change your life.
That I don't have to pay taxes on?
Correct. It has to be life-changing. Not, I bought a car and that changed my life.
No,
it's got to be because, of course, Twitter being Twitter, I got filled with...
If I had $5,000, my whole life would change.
It really wouldn't.
I know exactly what you're saying.
The categories I gave, Jerry.
Okay.
And you tell
the
me
selections?
I gave you the selections. Yep. Let me, where's my profile? All right. And it's, so here's the question, Jerry. What's the minimum amount of lump sum money that would be life-changing for you so it would actually change your life?
Okay.
$500,000? $1 million? $2 million, more than $2
million. $2 million.
The number one answer has been $500,000.
I disagree with that.
The second is more than $2 million.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the two in the middle, the $1 million and $2 million are the two.
The $500,000, it doesn't do it in terms of life changing.
Right.
Because all it does is pay off your mortgage, maybe.
Right.
Depending upon where you're, which is great. And that it helps. There's no question
it helps.
But life still comes at you pretty quick.
Right.
And you still have massive bills every month.
Still have to work.
So that's not enough. I'm sorry. That doesn't, that would be awesome. That would not be life changing, though. I say the $2 million because it could pay off the mortgage, pay off the car loans, pay for college, and put some money away.
Right, and this obviously is different for each person, which
Absolutely.
Is why I was trying to figure out where do most of the people
sure.
who answer this poll question fall.
Yes.
I feel like for me, where I am at in my life, I don't have kids.
Right, sure.
I think $1 million, I still think even $1 million if I'm going to then pay off my mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And then I would put the rest towards like retirement.
Yeah.
I don't know that my life changes.
No, I mean, I think the only thing that would be in your case, if the only thing you have to pay off is your mortgage,
yeah.
and that's all you're thinking about, and I'm just poops and giggles. Let's say at the end of the day, you're sitting there with $500,000. Well, I mean, you could put it in something that could earn you 9 or 10%. Now, all of a sudden, you're making $50,000 a year on your money.
Right.
So in your case, I think that would help for sure. Is it life changing?
But it's not going to change my life. If I had an extra $50,000 a year, my life style does. I think all the time back in... When I was living in Tampa, Florida, in 1995, my full-time job that I got paid me $16,900.
Sure.
I do not live much different today.
But you can't live on that here.
Correct.
Not
but I'm saying,
chance.
No, I understand that. But back then, I had a two-bedroom condo
right.
in a gated community.
Right.
Now I have a one-bedroom condo.
Across the street from the ocean.
Across the street from the ocean, but one bedroom.
Yep.
I have a very similar type of automobile. I have the same, I feel like I have the same amount of money to go out to dinner and things.
Right. Isn't that something?
My life has not changed.
But expenses have.
Right.
Significantly, because your condo doesn't cost what that condo costs.
Right.
And your car payment's different, if you even have a car payment. Back then, you get a car. Honestly, you have $150 a month, you get a car.
Yeah.
Now, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's $500 a month, $400 a month. It's not $150.
Yeah. So I actually think you're right. I think maybe $2 million yeah. would be like, my life has changed.
Yes. I think so.
Because you pay off your bills. You secure college for your kids if you have children.
And you can still put
money
away.
That you could put away and earn interest on.
Yeah, absolutely. And then still work, but maybe not work as much.
Yeah.
That to me is life-changing. That would be cool.
Because people are like, $10,000 could pay someone's rent for a year. I go, okay, but then in a year, where are you?
Yeah, you're not changing your life.
It doesn't change your life. It can change a momentary. It can change.
You're talking about changing your life.
Yeah, where you are living a different lifestyle for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's interesting. What made you come up with that?
I think Gio or somebody made a comment about a lawsuit, and okay. I was like, I wonder how much money someone could make. Like, what money would you need to pocket where you feel like? Oh, no, it was the lottery commercial.
Oh, okay.
It was we were doing the commercial for Jack Pocket. Yeah.
Got it.
And it was, you know, it's some insane number, 300 something million
yeah,
dollars.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that would be life changing.
Yeah.
So and I think in a bad way.
Yeah, a lot of people, it goes bad if people are not careful.
Yep.
There's a show on HGTV called My Lottery Dream House. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
I just watched it this weekend. And what was interesting about it was, and me and I don't want to say we didn't argue about it at all. But my wife, and this is goes in line with your poll question.
Yeah.
My wife severely disagreed with me to where the people won $500,000 on a scratch-off. Right. Oh, no, $1 million on a scratch-off.
$1 million scratch-off.
And she's like, wow. I'm like, honey, that's nothing. Like, not nothing, but you like, wow, millionaire. She's like, why are they looking at homes this small? I said, because at the end of the day, that million is probably $475,000, number one. Two, they have bills. And just because they buy the house doesn't mean they're not going to have property taxes and utilities. They're doing the right thing. They were buying a house for $300,000.
Correct.
Like, that's what you should do.
I see that all the time. I watch that show quite a lot when it's on. Or when I catch it, it's normally, you know, I have it on in the background. It runs like nonstop episodes.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a lot of times I'll see, sometimes the people will even win $5 million.
Okay.
And they're getting a $300,000 home.
So smart.
Exactly. I was like, this is a great idea.
Yep.
These people know what they're doing with their money.
And my wife has asked me, no matter how much more money I make or don't make, but if it ever goes better, can we please just stay where we are? Like, she doesn't want anything. We've got all the space we need. The yard is big enough. There's no reason to move. I'm like, oh, fine. I'm ready to go downsize. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Like, that's fine with me. I don't need the monster house. Please. I'm good. No, thanks.
The other interesting thing to watch about that show, My Lottery Dream House, is hosted by a guy. I forget his name.
Yes, who's got tattoos all over his hands and arms, and my Lord.
So, sometimes he has no tattoos.
Really?
Yeah, because as the seasons go on, he added more tattoos.
No kidding.
Now he's got tigers on the back of his neck.
They're everywhere.
His whole hand.
His hand, when that creeps me out.
When I see someone with that many tattoos, I feel like they've lived a bad, a
I know,
hard
you
life.
Always say that, I know.
And they almost always have.
Has he? Have you checked?
I haven't, but I'm sure.
I don't know if that is the case anymore. And I only say it from the standpoint of these tattoos have become so, like, mainstream at this point.
I don't. I think if you're covered, and this guy is.
Oh, covered. I got you.
Has become covered.
Yeah, no, he has.
Like you said, his all of his hands, his entire arm, his chest, his neck, his throat, the back of his neck, behind his ears. I do think, and no one that I'm aware of has done this study, and I don't know why sociologists or psychologists haven't done this study, the study of people who cover themselves in tattoos and psychological trauma at some point in their life.
David Bromstad.
Yes, that's his name. Now, he had his family on there one day.
Okay.
Who seemed, they were non-tattoo and seemed like a traditional family.
Well, that doesn't mean his past family life and his siblings and mom and dad, that could be tough.
Right.
You know, and he's figured it out on his own, which is great.
Right.
But yeah, it is something.
There's good because there's got to be a reason why strippers, porn stars, are
you
covered
see that
in tattoos.
Porn?
They're covered in tattoos.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Strippers covered in tattoos. Athletes that come from very bad upbringings covered in tattoos.
Yeah,
there's
I have a lot
to
of
it. Rock
I have
and
a
rollers.
Lot of my friends that have a lot of tattoos that I have not had. You're right. There's no doubt. I'm not disputing what you're saying, but I think it's more than that. I think now it's become just so accepted that anyone. My niece has had a very good life, and she's like addicted to the tattoo now. Every time I see her, she gets another one. And I mean, she had a good life, and they're everywhere. Every time I see her, I'm like, wow, you got another one? Oh my God, you got two more. Wow.
Right.
Okay. She loves it. Like, okie doke. Let's just ease up a little bit.
Yeah.
But to each his own. I don't care.
They say tattoos are permanent, Jerry.
Well, you can get them removed, but I've heard it's painful and very time consuming.
A couple other things here. We were discussing The Rock and that his
got
to be all jacked up on you thought perhaps HGH and not steroids. Michelle on Twitter had sent us The Rock's his rundown of what he eats every day.
Okay.
But then she also sent a separate article of The Rock's cheat days.
Yeah.
And he had photographed 30 different cheat days.
Okay.
The amount of sushi he's consuming on a cheat day, Jerry, it's a tableful. And then stacks of giant chocolate chip cookies.
So give me
stacks.
So give me like a rundown of a regular day for him, not the cheat day.
Oh, he eats
from
like
what you saw. Is it what we expected?
7 meals.
Right.
Each meal has something like a 10-ounce steak or a 10-ounce cod or 10-ounce salmon. In addition to that, egg whites on top of it.
So he it's just loads up on proteins.
Oh my gosh. A lot of proteins.
And the cheat days
and salads.
Is what, once a week or was it once a month?
It seemed like maybe once a week.
A lot.
Or once a month.
Did she say how much he worked out? It's got to be hours every day.
Oh, yeah. No, it's hours every day.
Right. That's the
hours
thing.
Hours every day.
I read a thing, and I saw the thing on Will Smith in the newspaper today about his body's gotten a little soft and
he
flabby,
says it's
if you will.
The, it's the worst shape he's ever been in his life.
And when he did the Ali film.
Yeah.
I remember he was getting up at 3:30 in the morning, if I remember correctly, because I remember it struck me like, wow, I get up at 3:30. I couldn't do this every day. I believe he was getting up at 3:30 and working out till 7 to get ready for that film.
Yeah.
Think about that. I mean, that's a lot of time. Now, I'm sure he's not in the gym for 3.5 hours, but the time to get there, you got the trainer when you wrap up, but it's probably 2 hours of working out every day.
Right. And then how do you keep that up? That's the key.
You can't. And that's what happens when you slow down. Those muscles ain't staying there like that. They're going to get covered up by some softness.
Right. This Michelle who sent us this on Twitter, Jerry, she... then for breakfast, she had a stack of chocolate chip cookies. She sent us a
nice. Good for her.
I love, there's nothing better than chocolate chip cookies. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I would love to just
eat. I like the Oreo better than the chocolate chip cookie.
I saw Boomer during one of the breaks. He was dipping his Oreos into coffee. I don't like to dip into coffee.
I don't like to dip the Oreos into anything. I just like the Oreo.
I will occasionally dip a biscotti into coffee, but that's the only thing I'm dipping into coffee. And I don't even really love that.
Doesn't work for me.
Because then you're left with crumbs in your cookie, in your coffee. It's silly.
It's no good. It's like the Credence that used the same knife for peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah. No, I'll use the same knife, but I wipe it completely clean on a napkin.
Not in my house. That's why
you're saying it's there's parts of jelly in your peanut butter and parts
it's
of peanut butter in your jelly. That is disgusting.
Well, it's usually the peanut butter's in the jelly because the peanut butter goes off first. Always a clean knife. We, for years now, only squeeze jam, so you don't have to worry about it. But we got stuck. The place was out. So last time my wife got it, she got the right. Well, it's fine, but I can't eat it now.
Yeah.
It's like, can you please go get this? Oh, disgusting.
Bad job.
Really bothers me.
Bad job by your family, Jerry.
You're right. I agree.
I've been watching these wrestling documentaries. You know, I told you about so I saw the Stone Cold one. Last night I was watching
Mets
DVR'd.
Cardinals?
No. Last night I watched
Knicks Grizzlies.
Rowdy Roddy Piper documentary. But what's funny is to see, now I know these wrestlers live a very hard life.
Sure.
They're on the road. They've, all of them say, like 300 days out of 365.
Way too much.
They're away from their families. But it's interesting in seeing their families saying how much of a family guy they were.
But they're not around.
Meanwhile, they're not around. And then the wives and family members dismiss their cheating behaviors as like, it was a bit rough on the road and they end up cheating. But they're such great family men. No, they're not.
First of all, you can't. I really do believe you can't live life on the road.
No.
And be a legit family man.
Correct.
Because the definition of being a family man is being around your family.
Oh, right.
So it doesn't work. And I'm sure some people try it. But they're like, I always find it interesting when you read an article about a long-distance relationship where, and we see this with high-level executives, where like the guy's working in L.A.,
yeah,
Monday through Thursday, flies home Thursday night to be with the family Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and he's on a jet Monday morning. And like, that's his life. That's got to be. I don't know. How do you see your kids grow up?
I don't know.
You know, so I always wondered, one conversation we've had a couple of times is, where is the line of success to giving up the time with your kids? Like, what is there a number that right. you're like, listen, he'll be okay. They're going to be fine. You're around. But you've got this job that's going to pay you $1.7 million a year. But I am not going to be home Monday through Friday until 9 o'clock at night. And I'm leaving at 5 a.m. Is it worth it in the end? I don't know. I don't know that it is.
Well, it's funny because all the, like the wrestlers in particular that I've been watching and as being guys on the road all the time, unlike, you know, even rock stars go on tour, then they don't go on tour for a year.
Sure, yeah.
Or a year and a half, then they go on tour again. But these guys are on tour all year round. There's no off season, you know, and they all seem, in order to be at the top of your game, you have to be crazy about it and do it, and yeah. they all seem to want to do it. They all seem sad after they retire of
they
what
miss it,
did, or what it did to their families.
Oh, okay. The time they missed.
So what was weird is the Rowdy Roddy Piper one, his children seemed to love him, and although he wasn't around, they still seemed like they had a great relationship with him. Stone Cold is working on his relationship with his kids. They
not
weren't
great.
In the documentary, so not great.
Yeah.
Ric Flair, his daughter's in wrestling. His other son, I think, committed suicide.
Oh, God.
Like, it's just, but you're right. There's got to be, but there doesn't seem to be a balance. So the people that are super motivated to be super successful don't seem to have an off switch and then thus can't be family people. But you're right. There's got to be some way to balance that or say, I now have enough money. I better get more involved with my family. But it doesn't go that way.
It also depends on the woman, you know, the mom and her support system at home. If your wife, there are, and I've seen this over the years now, and we've discussed this too, where, you know, how crazy some, and I'm only speaking from experience from my circle of friends, if you will, how nuts some of my friends' wives, or in the case of the girls that I'm friends with, just couldn't wait to get pregnant and have a family. And then they have the family, and they're blown away by how much work it is and how tired they are. And in some cases, some really complain about it. In other cases, they smile, and they want more kids, and they love it. So it really depends on the personality of the woman you marry and how she handles it at home. Being a single mom in a marriage that's kind of invisible for 300 days out of 365, and also what kind of help she has from her sisters or her mom or her dad. And if she has help, I could see it working. But boy, if you're just a couple and you live away from family and friends and then you're on the road and she's by herself, that's got to be really hard. And I don't even know how anybody's happy in that circumstance, except when you're performing because you're happy.
Right.
But that's going to be a tough phone call every night.
Well, they say they were taking cocaine, a lot of these guys, to get up, to travel, to be at the next place. Then they take a downer to go to sleep.
Oof.
Then an upper to
your body.
Right, it's constant. And then the heavy drinking. And then they're all cheating on their wives.
Right, the emotional trauma for the wife at home with the kids. She's got to just be like, what did I sign up for?
Yeah.
It's really got to be difficult. And that's where you see a lot of those documentaries, like Behind the Fame.
Yes.
Not as great as it looks sometimes.
Exactly, Jerry.
Yeah, tough for everybody.
Unless you're very famous radio personalities like Jerry and I. Then it's bliss everywhere.
Oh, it's bliss.
Bliss everywhere, Jerry. Let's do the warm-up show. That was a pretty good one. Pretty good. It was pretty good, Jerry.
Sounds good. We'll do it again tomorrow, too.
Again tomorrow? back here at 5 o'clock?
I will be here.
All right, I'll be here.
I hope so.
We'll see you tomorrow then. So.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, campers.
Al and Jerry. Don't worry, it's only an hour long, and most days it doesn't suck.
All right, here we go. 5:03 Tuesday morning in New York City, along with the Eddie Scazzeri. It's the warm-up show brought to you by Kearny Bank, your bank for today, for tomorrow. Visit kearnybank.com for details. His name is Al Artemi Dukes. What's up, Al? How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. I was running a little late this morning because there was a garbage truck that I know was purposely blocking the road so I couldn't go past them.
Well, I mean, they got a job to do, and they don't care who's behind them.
No, but they could have easily moved out of
always,
the way.
Always.
I thought it was just a douche move. And they don't know who. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I could be a crazy person.
They don't care.
With weapons.
They don't care.
I mean, I do have weapons, but I'm not a crazy person.
They do not care.
Like, I was looking at the guy, I was like, I could be like a nut jobber who gets super crazy and wants to go and wants to yell at you for blocking. But why would they block the
Because they don't
street?
Care.
But why don't they care?
They're doing their job. They look at it as it's 4 o'clock in the morning, they own the road.
I
it's happened
so.
To me numerous times.
And then I came, got past that, and then there was a gentleman came out of a TD Bank vestibule and urinated.
Yeah, be careful. I know. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I thought he was going to spin and go right onto my car, but he didn't.
He could have.
So I appreciate that.
Never know.
Shout out to that guy for not urinating on my car when he could have, because I was driving right past him.
Although it's raining, so it would have washed right off.
It would have washed off. And that would have been, what a New York thing that would have been. Garbage truck, man urinating on the streets.
And it's still only 5:04 in the morning, and this has happened to you already.
Now you're in New York, ugh. Concrete jungle where dreams are made of. There's nothing you can't do, like urinate in the streets and get run over by garbage trucks. I also have started throwing my banana peel into the garbage. Like, I eat my banana on my way in, and then I throw my banana peel in the trash when I get to New York, and I think, I'm probably providing a rat with some food.
Probably so.
Right?
Yes.
That's
look
nice
at you.
Of me.
You are helping the rat population.
I'll never get a thank you for that from the rats.
You will not.
Nothing.
No.
There'll never be a, hey, we noticed you're throwing the banana peel every day in this garbage.
Probably not.
And we know now where we could get some food if we want.
Unless
want
it's the
some.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Right.
Then you then maybe you get some conversation.
Maybe. Jerry, the Mets, I woke up this morning to find out the Mets have fired hitting coaches Chili Davis and Tom Slater.
And they hired Quattlebaum.
Whoever that is.
That's their new hitting coach.
Don't you think Francisco Lindor's got to scratch these two guys a check?
I agree. I think I actually believe, I heard Sal, and Sal's dialed
Sal
in. Well, he believes, and remember, he works at SNY, so he's talking to a lot of Met people.
Does that mean he's not allowed to say what he really feels, Jerry?
No, I think he said what he thought.
Okay.
And it's that he doesn't believe that Chili Davis and whatever the other guy's name is were using the information that was given to them by
is
the analytic people. So if that's true, it makes sense they were fired. I also believe they were let go because they're paying Francisco Lindor $333 million. And he's batting 160.
But if that's the hitting dude's fault, why aren't they making $30 billion? You know what I mean?
$30 billion?
Well, I'm just saying, like.
Well, listen, first of all.
If it's the hitting coach at this level, they should, that shouldn't even exist.
I think it's all nonsense myself.
Yeah.
I think the hitting coach, if you can't figure it out at this point, I think a hitting coach can tweak you here and there to maybe make a little bit of an improvement. But you don't go from a 300 hitter to a 160 hitter because of the hitting coach.
Right.
So I agree with you in that way. But I will say, you're also responsible at the end of the day when your superstar can't do a damn thing.
I don't think they
got to blame someone, and that's how it starts. And guess who's next?
That's what sucks, though.
Guess who's next?
But this
Luis Rojas.
Okay.
He's next.
But
can't fire the player.
Why?
Because they have guaranteed contracts.
But that's your fault for doing that.
Well, I'm not arguing with you.
But it's just silly. It'd be like
if
Boomer did a terrible show and they said, Eddie Scazzeri, Al, you guys got to get out of here.
For sure.
Boomer did a garbage
show. You're absolutely right. I am not arguing with you at all. But that's the way it is. And until they change it, and they're not going to because the union's too strong, it's the way baseball is. Guaranteed contracts. I do not understand to this day and age, and never will, why contracts are not 1 year at a time. You play well, we'll reward you next year. Play like crap, guess what? You're taking a pay cut.
Right.
But that's not what it is.
Poor Chili Davis.
He's fine.
I feel bad for Chili Davis. So Lindor fine. Should come out today publicly and say, Chili Davis
My
got
bad.
Fired because I suck, so I'm going to scratch him and this Tom Slater fella a $10 million
unless what Sal was saying has merit. In that case, then you did it to yourself. If you've ignored what the higher-ups want you to. And he also had a good point, too.
Had a Sal,
that they were hired by Brody Van Wagenen.
Right.
And so you could be trying to just wipe it all clean.
Clean them all out.
And since things aren't going, and don't tell me they've been hitting the ball well. They haven't. They really have. Even last night, they scored 5 runs. With a bases loaded walk and a hit, give me a break. They didn't hit the ball last night. Please. Pete Alonso hit the ball, and Kevin Pillar hit the ball. That's it.
Right.
They've been boring to watch. It's another part of this. And they're not good.
Well, tune in tonight, Jerry, because you don't have Chili Davis and Tom Slater there, so I'm sure they'll be hitting the ball all
What's
over the park.
What's his name? Quapplebaum?
I don't know. I didn't even look. I didn't even care who it was.
I have it.
Poor Chili Davis is the scapegoat. Hugh Quattlebaum?
That's not a made-up name. That's their new hitting coach.
Hey, Lindor, go see Q Cloderbaum and see if he can tweak your swing.
Yes.
I mean, if you're paying a player $300 million, that guy should know what he's doing.
I couldn't agree with you more. Sounds watch like, some video and figure it out. I
watch
agree.
Some video. The new Quattlebaum should just go in there and go, Mr. Francisco Lindor, can I have a meeting with you? What about this? If you hit the ball,
we can all get along.
Do fine. We'll
Maybe
all
I get, a
get
raise.
Our paychecks.
I completely agree. Let's go, man. But
I don't
this is
like it.
This
one
is
bit.
What? How many games? So they're 11. It's 23 games. He looks terrible.
Lindor?
Yes. Or Quattlebaum. He might look terrible, too. I don't know. I've never seen him before.
Well, now the Quattlebaum will be working with him, Jerry. All's going to turn around.
I mean, and now J.D. Davis, who actually is one player that was hitting the ball, he's hurt. I mean,
he's injured. Who do we blame for that? Did that team doctor?
Yes.
Fire him?
Yes.
Gosh.
We should, yes. Or the trainer. Get rid of the trainer.
That's a punk move. Like, who has to answer? Like Steve, what's his name? Steve Cohen? He should come out and say, like, well, explain yourself. Why'd you fire Chili Davis?
Oh, he might have had something to do with this.
Right, but I'm saying, like, well explain yourself. I don't understand. It's blaming the wrong. It's like when Mark comes in and yells at me and Eddie for something Gio said.
You're right.
Go yell at the guy who did it.
You're right.
Go yell at Francisco
Lindor. Rip your superstar who stinks.
Right.
You're very right. But and you're also the one that gave him $300 million. I'm sorry, $330 million or
Correct.
Whatever the hell the number is. It might even be more than that. I don't even remember. The whole thing is stupid. The whole system stinks. I couldn't agree more.
You hear that? The whole system stinks.
They should be paid year by year.
The
and that's
system,
that.
Jerry, the system is like a dead fish. It stinks from the head down or something like that.
Oh, it has for years and years,
that's
yes.
one of those sayings.
We'll see if that is the case here. But the fact that they fired their hitting coach, not unique to this team or this
no,
game.
I know.
They do it all the time to try and spark something.
As if that's going to be like a, you guys got Chili Davis fired. Now try hitting the ball.
Right.
Now, like it's going to be some sort of
I will tell you,
spark.
Though, you know how many times that happens and the team goes out and scores 11 runs the
yeah,
next night?
Yeah, right. It's
so
stupid. Right.
It is. I agree.
Davis.
It is stupid.
I'm hoping.
You got some guy named Olivedo pitching tonight for the Cardinals. If it's like his fourth start. You can't figure this out.
I have a different
away.
Guy pitching. I have Kwang Hyun Kim.
I don't know who that
versus
is.
Versus Jacob
Alvedo
DeGrom.
Is pitching tonight against
what?
DeGrom. Johan Alvarado, I forget, Alviedo.
Well, DeGrom's pitching tonight, which means
DeGrom
the Mets
is pitching
will
tonight.
Not get any hits. So Chili Davis could go, see, I'm gone and you're still not getting hits.
You're right. We shall see.
How did I screw up that pitching matchup?
Well,
when I looked
maybe
last
you didn't.
Night, Jerry.
I went right to the, I always go to the team website.
I go to the MLB app.
Okay.
Let's see what
Should
they
be
got
the same.
Here, Jerry. Let's see what we got here. Maybe there
I
was
got
a...
Johan Alvarado, I believe is his
yep,
name.
Yep, they changed it.
Okay.
These sons
I think
of
it's
guns.
Just his fourth major league appearance.
Sons of guns. He's 0-0. DeGrom is 2-2 with a 0.5 ERA.
So stupid.
Good luck, Oviedo.
Meantime, Steven Matz has given up, you know, bombs like he did again last night. And he's 4-2.
Yeah.
Stupid. So,
the update? They must update this after last night's game because I put my starting pitchers together when I'm
well,
eating
you
my
went
dinner.
Right at 4 o'clock in the afternoon the day before. So you tell me, you haven't checked between 4:30 in the afternoon and now?
Not at the starting pitchers. News, of course. I follow the news.
I got you.
I'm like 10-10 wins. I follow the news round the clock.
Right. There was news with the Cardinals. They changed the starting pitcher.
I don't follow Cardinals news.
But they're playing the Mets.
Oh, later today. Let me give you a quick plug, Jerry.
We have a guest.
We've got the Joe Douglas will join us.
I thought we don't do guests.
We rarely do guests. Unlike the afternoon
show. Now
it's rarely. Guests every week, every day.
Who'd they have yesterday? Joe Judge?
Well, yesterday, Joe Judge yesterday.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're looking at me funny.
And a TikTok star, I think.
Oh, for real?
No. That was Friday.
That's still going on?
It is. I thought that was finished, but I did see it happened this past Friday, so maybe it is going on.
Sounds good to me.
Who knows, Jerry?
I'm usually checked out by Friday at 5 o'clock.
You check yourself out?
Well, that's the start of the weekend.
Here comes the weekend.
So, yeah.
And those freaking Astros are in town tonight.
Zach Greinke. I don't care.
You don't care?
I don't.
I care.
I don't. I didn't at the time. I'm not now.
You don't disrespect the Bronx and expect to come to the Bronx.
Please.
Domingo Herman's going to hit you guys right in the back, square in the back.
Oh, God. Domingo Herman's not throwing at anybody.
Who do we pick to hit right in the back, Jerry, to send the message tonight?
Who's the biggest
hitter?
I'll tell you who it won't
be. I don't know anyone on the Astros.
It won't be George Springer. He's in Toronto.
He's gone.
Yes.
Is he playing yet?
Yes. Yeah, he is.
He is?
He's finally
not injured?
He is finally playing, yes.
My goodness. What's worse, if we would have gotten George Springer, who barely played, or Lindor, who's playing but doing nothing?
They both stink at this point.
You hear that? You both stink.
I'll tell you what's worse, signing Jed Lowry for 2 years and having him play 2 games.
That didn't work out.
No, it didn't work.
Would you put that
3-for-4 again last night.
Jerry, would you put that under signings that didn't work out for the Mets?
Yeah, I would say that was a big fat zero.
You would put that in there.
Oh, that one is. And I know I point it out every day, but I do look. Like, I look for the former Mets because they're sprinkled. And same with the Yankees. They're sprinkled all over the league, and I'm giving you Tauchman stats. You know, every time he does something. But it's funny that a guy had, I don't want to call it mysterious, but like we never really knew what was wrong with him. And you know, the 1 year he was ready to be in the starting lineup right out of spring training. And then it was, well, he's got a problem with his leg. It's going to be a little while. Next thing you know, it's the All-Star break. Like, where the hell is Jed Lowry?
Yeah.
And then it's, well, he's working his way back. And then, well, we're going to shut him down. We'll see him next season. And then he doesn't play next season. Then he goes back to Oakland. And not only is he playing, and he's batting like 250. He's not batting 400. But every time I check, he's got 2 hits. He's got an RBI double. Give me a break. It's nuts.
Is it a coincidence, Jerry, that when Jed Lowry was here not producing, Chili Davis was the head coach? No wonder they had to fire him.
I suppose it's possible. Very, very possible, Al. Anyway.
Jerry, as you may remember, I'm coming up on my 1-year anniversary in my condo, and I couldn't be happier with my purchase. If anyone's looking to buy or are a first-time home buyer, check out financing through Kearny Bank. I had the best experience with my mortgage loan officer. Very personable, efficient, made the entire process super easy. Visit kearnybank.com for more information and benefits of their first-time home buyer program. You will not regret it. kearnybank.com, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
All right, we have so much to do. We've got the Mets stupid story. We continue with that. Also, the Knicks win in Memphis. They are a machine. Matter of fact, maybe they get the one seed. Who knows? And the Rangers, I'm mentioning the Rangers, not for a good reason, because a couple other players got their heads handed to them on the ice. We'll get to all that and more. Boomer and Geo at 6 right here on The Fan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Jerry, longtime tag team champion.
All right, 5:22. It is the warm-up show until 6 o'clock. You know, I know we're here in New York, and we'll get back to the sports in 1 second, but I was looking at the weather forecast, as you know, during the break, and I know we don't pay much attention to what's going on outside of here, but how about in San Antonio? They had a storm that lasted a good while that had golf ball-size hail fall. Could you imagine you're in Texas, and you've got these rocks basically falling from the sky? I mean, that's got to damage windshields, homes. I mean, What a disaster.
What if it hits you in the head, a big golf ball size?
Might knock you out. Ice. It might knock you out.
Why does nature do this to us, Jerry? Why does nature decide to throw golf ball size hail bombs at us?
And how about tornadoes in the Midwest? And just awful.
Yeah.
So, and we're actually pretty lucky here for the most part, weather-wise.
Right. We don't get extremes.
Right. It ain't great, but we don't get tornadoes and earthquakes, and we don't get hail either very often.
Right. We got the Hurricane Sandy in 2012.
Which
is
rare.
We're already now almost 9 years from
that. Is it that long ago?
Yeah. That's how fast it goes.
Wow.
Jerry, I was checking out the Zach Wilson's mom on Instagram.
That sounded weird.
Well, she,
Inside Edition going to call you now?
No, there was a stir up because Craig asked Zach Wilson about his mom being attractive and being in the spotlight. And he says, oh, no, she doesn't want to be in the spotlight. Meanwhile, she's on Instagram putting every second of her life. She does those Instagram stories.
Yeah, sure.
All day long. And I know because I started following her to see what's going on over there, Jerry. I'm reporting.
So give me an example. Like, what is, you're at home and you get an alert Instagram?
I don't get alerts, but I go check it out.
All right, so give me an example from yesterday.
So, but and the other thing, she's just, I see what she's on there a lot, just talking nonstop. And everything is a plug. I think she's either getting all free stuff or getting paid to do these things. Because she's always like, oh, this is my kitchen. These plates were purchased at Walmart for $4.99. Go to Walmart.com. All day, everything she's doing.
Right.
And she had 11,000 followers.
What's she at now?
Before the draft. She's at 20,000.
Wow, so she picked up another 2,000 yesterday.
Yeah, so she does want to be in the spotlight. So it is fair to ask.
A lot of people do.
About the moms.
Yep. I don't disagree with you.
Yeah.
And the way he asked it, I thought was very respectful.
I agree.
I do not understand why it was such a big story.
Yeah. She wants to be in the spotlight.
Yeah.
And in fact, one of the things she Instagrammed about the other day was just when I was going to start posting bras I like, my son gets drafted.
Wow. Which means he took the attention away from her.
Right. And now I guess she feels like she can't show off her bras because his son is now in the NFL.
It won't be a good look for him. He does have to go into a locker room.
I guess.
Of course he does. He can't be doing that. I'm glad you brought Zach Wilson up, though.
Thank you, Jerry.
Let me ask you this, and maybe I missed it. Maybe they were out there. So leading up to the draft, how many articles of concern did you read about Zach Wilson?
Zero.
What did you read?
He's going to be terrific.
Right. I mean, everything about the arm strength, the ability. He's a cross between Joe Montana and Tom. What was it? What was they
Aaron
comparing
Rodgers,
him to?
Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, all wrapped in one.
And now I want to be extraordinarily clear with this. I am not disagreeing at all with what Brian Costello wrote this morning, but I do find it amusing that the kid finally gets drafted. Like, it finally happens. Here he comes. And this is the article. From the New York Post this morning. Zach Wilson, this is the headline. Zach Wilson's lack of pocket pressure could become big Jets concern. He hasn't been on the field yet.
He's not played yet. Yeah.
And everything's been so positive. Now, like I say, I don't disagree with Brian. I think he's right. Wilson, this is what he's saying, though. Wilson was barely touched in 2020 as BYU played a weak schedule and he had the luxury of playing behind a strong offensive line.
Right.
No kidding. But all we read about was what an amazing pick and player this is going to be. Now they've got him. Now let's see where it's going to go wrong.
Now he's going to suck because he's on the Jets.
Holy cow. I mean, it's really funny.
The mom is decking the whole house out in Jets stuff, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, I understand that.
And she's in Jet shirts all the time.
I mean, I was told that the Duke's house is all red and blue for WFAN.
No, they got nothing.
Your parents don't have anything?
They've put nothing up of me at WFAN.
They're not proud of you?
Oh, they're very proud.
Oh. All right. Well, I figure maybe they would. They have like a spare bedroom, like the Al spare bedroom for when you go to pick up your toilet paper and stay the weekend.
Yeah, but they've got it decorated in lighthouses for whatever reason. Like my mother decided the lighthouses is going to be
like the shore.
I guess they're nowhere near the shore.
Well, that's how they.
That's how they stay close to the shore.
I was going
to
say, at least if they go in there and see the decor, maybe they could shut their eyes and think they're at the shore.
Right.
Decor of the shore.
I suppose. I was reading yesterday, Jay, Reggie Jackson is working for the Houston Astros now.
Good for him.
Good for him.
I don't know why anybody cares.
He's a traitor.
Like,
that's
I actually
why.
Saw there was an article written about this.
Yeah.
Why do we care?
And I checked. You know what I did with that article? I put it in my save articles folder.
Why?
Then this morning, I put it on my show sheet.
Does this, like, bother you?
Yes.
Why?
Because we hate the Houston Astros of all teams.
But he's good friends with the owner.
And it's, by the way, it's both the Mets. We still hate the Astros for Mike Scott, 86 Mets.
Yes.
We now hate the Astros Yankee style for the cheating.
You know who I hate from that series?
Who?
The Yankees for not hitting.
That's fair.
I mean, I will always go back to that.
Who was the hitting coach?
Oh, I'd have to look. I don't remember. You can fire him, though, if you want.
But, yeah, Reggie Jackson is very close to the Astros owner and now works for the Astros.
I found this very interesting. Like, number one, A, what does he really do?
Reggie Jackson?
Nothing. That's first, okay? Number two, and I'm not saying he didn't have amazing moments with the Yankees. Of course he did. Reggie Jackson played 21 years in the big leagues. How many years with the Yankees?
10.
Six. 15 years was spent with the A's and the Angels. Like, I love this notion that he's this great all-time Yankee.
Legendary
Yankee.
He's
not. He had great moments. He was here. He had a good run, no doubt. 15 out of 21 years was somewhere else.
Maybe you missed that time he hit three home runs in the game.
Again, I didn't say he wasn't a good Yankee. He was. It's great. Great moments. I'm not taking that away from him.
From my childhood, I actually do remember him more as an California
As an angel. I know. Me too. It's those, I guess because we grew up around the same time.
Yeah.
I also didn't realize, and I only went and looked at it this morning because I saw the article too, and I thought, whatever. I mean, he really has, we have zero impact on the Astros. I don't know what impact he had here. None.
Well, you're really shutting down this Reggie
Jackson.
But what did he do?
Like, what did Reggie Jackson do here that made the Yankees better? Okay, I'm ready. Go ahead. Go ahead. You got 30 minutes.
He taught them how to...
He taught them nothing. Next.
He won the 1977 World Series.
No, you moron.
Good point,
we're talking
Eddie.
About right now, as an employee of the Yankees, what did he do? What was his impact?
He was ambassador.
And what does that do?
Goodwill ambassador.
Yeah, you meet with
How
clients.
Does that help them win?
How does it help them win?
Like Reggie Jackson leaving as whatever his title was.
Yeah.
Did what for the organization, for the team on the field?
Hitting instructor?
No, next.
Mentor?
No, next. Nothing.
Goodwill ambassador?
Nothing. So
liaison.
Let him go to Houston. See ya. Goodbye. Adios. Please. Like, this is
what
a story.
What do you think he gets paid to do at Houston? Like, what's the... How much a year you think he makes?
$200,000.
Really? And we can't even tell you what he does. And
probably, my guess would be
Damn.
He probably, like, you know, visits suites.
Yes.
So, but that to me is zero impact on the team on the field. None.
Hi, I'm Reggie Jackson. Would anyone like a photo here in this bougie suite?
I'm sure that's exactly what he does.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's part of it. And he'll probably be at spring training walking around. Hey, there's Reggie Jackson. Great. Wonderful. Please.
Sounds like you would not want a photo with Reggie Jackson.
No, I don't, actually. I have zero interest in Reggie Jackson.
All right.
Zero.
Bit of an odd guy. He's been here a number of times. Mm. A little strange.
You think, really?
Yeah. Strange in an interesting way.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye. See ya. Get out. Next.
You know what they say, Jerry? Don't let the Yankee door hit you on the butt on the way out.
That's right.
And don't come back here. Because once you leave and go to Houston Astros, enemy of the Mets and the Yankees historically... Don't come back. We don't want you. Jerry, I don't know if you're aware of, today is May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. Star Wars nerds love it. ESPN is doing a broadcast for Astros Yankees, which will have costumed commentators, and it's going to be their main game feed. Now, in the past, when they had little gimmicks like this, they would make it like, another feed you'd get a regular game feed and then you could get
ESPN
Star Wars.
2 would do the other
yeah,
game.
Yeah, this is their regular game feed. Carl Ravitch, Jerry, he's going to dress like Luke Skywalker.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Kirkjian will dress as Yoda.
How do you dress as Yoda?
I don't know.
Okay.
And Eduardo Perez will be dressed as a Jawa.
I don't know what that is.
A Jawa?
What is a Jawa?
It's like the hooded,
I don't know Star Wars.
That lived in the woods. Steve Levy's going to anchor from the studio dressed as Darth Vader.
Will he have the mask on?
I don't know. I would think the whole...
You have to if you're going to do the costume, right?
Yeah.
So how do we know it's really Carl Ravitch?
Well, Carl Ravitch is going to be Luke Skywalker.
Oh, who's good, Darth Vader?
Darth Vader is going to be Steve Levy.
All right, so how do we know Levy's in the costume?
Maybe he'll have the face cut out. Like,
how about
have
this?
The helmet on.
Just put someone in the costume and let him voice it over. Back
right,
in the control room.
Stage.
There's no lips. You can't see if we say. I don't think, right? With that, with
Darth
Vader,
Vader had
mask.
No lips. Correct,
right.
Jerry.
So you just have, you can have.
Never saw a Star Wars movie.
Nope.
Oh, I have. I don't know it well enough.
You don't.
Yeah, not really. I mean, the first three, which are what, the middle three, I guess, when we were kids.
What do you mean 4, 5, 6, the first three?
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying, because the first three were really 4, 5, 6, which is very right. confusing now with the prequel that they put out. And then I watched one where Luke Skywalker is now older. I did see this one recently.
That's the Force be with you, right?
It is. and I think that is actually 7. I don't know the name of it, though. And that's where Han Solo's dead, I think. I don't remember.
Spoiler alert.
Star Trek, Star Wars. I can't even tell them apart.
Well, one's Trek, one's Wars.
Yeah, one had to Kirk and Shatner.
Exactly. Who's still going it with Price? Was not not Priceline. What does he endorse? William Shatner?
I don't remember.
He's still going it, like 88 years old. Isn't that something?
Yeah, he's still in good shape. That's one guy I would like to get in studio just so Eddie could meet him.
You failed him.
I know, I did. I really do feel like I failed him.
Well, there's still time.
No,
why don't
exactly.
you reach out?
No, we still, if he passes.
Now, where do you stand on him taking jobs away from up-and-coming actors that are struggling to make ends meet because he's 88?
I have no problem with it because he's typecast as a Star Trek guy. He's not taking, and acting jobs are unlimited, unlike play-by-play jobs. A
lot of guys that don't have work.
Yeah, but well,
bussing tables.
But they're not, maybe they're not talented or fit for the job.
People over 65 have their job.
No, play-by-play broadcasters is different.
534 on limited. The fan, more than halfway home to Boomer and Geo. Don't go away.
Al and Jerry, two scientists responsible for the COVID-19 vaccine.
You're welcome. 540, a nice little Tuesday for you. Hey, I know you don't watch the hockey. Did you at least see the highlights of that mess last night with the Rangers and Capitals?
I was reading about it. It seemed like a lot of physical trouble. What went down, Jerry?
I'll tell you this. Listening to, you know, Bob Uecker and Sal talk about it driving in and reading the stories almost made it, be careful how I say this, not as bad when I watched it. It's still horrendous what this piece of garbage did on the ice, this Tom Wilson. But like reading it sounds like he basically just pummeled a guy one-on-one and no one got in the middle of it. And then he dragged him down and kept kicking the crap out of him. It wasn't that. You had, was it Buchnevich or Panarin? One of the guys was in tight near the goalie. And I guess Wilson came over. There was a big scrum. The problem is Wilson gets the guy to the ground and starts punching him in the head. I think twice. At that, and I'm forgetting, I think it was Buchnevich first and then Panarin or vice versa. But then the other one jumps on his back. He winds up grabbing him by the hair and pulling him down. Again, I had a different image in my head from what I expected to see. But it's just, it's one of these things where, and you know I love hockey, but it's one of these things where people will now talk about hockey that never talk about hockey for all the wrong reasons.
Right.
And if you're the NHL, and this is like the fifth time this clown has done stuff like this.
Tom Wilson?
Yes. How about this? Because he clearly isn't going to stop doing it with just a fine or a 2-game suspension. When things like this happen, suspend them for half a season without pay. I mean, if you're good losing half your salary and not playing for half a season, then go ahead. Act like a thug and a goon. This was ridiculous. It really was. Not as bad as I read it to be. But pretty ridiculous.
Come at me, Tom Wilson. I have no hair. You can't grab my hair and slam my head into the ice.
You are bald. That would help.
Bald.
I mean, he might grab you by, I'm not even joking. In that case, he'd probably grab you by your ears.
Do not grab me by my ears.
You know who I'd feel bad for in that case?
Who?
The poor guy on NFL Network.
Oh, Andrew Siciliano?
Yeah.
He's got gigantic ears.
He does. I know. I feel bad for him.
Oh, if I was ever in a fight that guy, and I have no reason.
Right to the ears.
Right. I have no reason to fight him.
But you never know what happens.
But if he comes at me on the streets of New York, Andrew Siciliano, and I don't have my weapons, I'd go right and I'd go right for his ears.
Yeah, I'm
Take
sure.
him right down by his ears.
That's what Tom Wilson would do.
Grab him just right to the ground.
Tom and then
Wilson
this clown,
style.
You should Google it real quick. You got to see
Who
this idiot Tom Wilson. He's in the penalty box, takes his jersey off for whatever reason. Maybe it was ripped off at some point. I don't know. And he is literally flexing.
Is that right? So
yeah.
He's flaunting his behavior.
I mean, what an ass, honestly.
He's 6 foot four, 194 pounds.
And he's not from Grenoble, France.
I can take this punk.
And you know what's interesting, too? So Peter Laviolette is the head coach of the Capitals. He's the former Islanders coach, if you remember.
I do remember.
Okay. So I didn't listen to the whole thing yet, but I rolled on his press conference, his video conference yesterday.
Peter Laviolette?
Peter Laviolette. The first 3 minutes, not one question about it from the Washington media. Now, I got 2 minutes to go. I hope someone asked him, because obviously Quinn spoke about it on the Rangers side. But I was stunned that, like, that wasn't one of the first. And I know they had issues. They had some sort of disciplinary issue pregame with a couple of their players. So, all right, you want to ask about that, that's fine. But how that's not, like, the second question or the third or the fourth, I'm baffled by.
He's got a whole section, this Tom Wilson, on his Wikipedia page, a whole section titled Suspensions.
Yeah. He's a bad guy.
2017, again in 2017. 2018, again in 2018.
And what's worse is he's proud of it.
I would love to fight him, Jerry.
No, you wouldn't.
Give me a pair of nunchucks.
Why don't you train first?
What if this, you, first of all, like you said, I have no hair. What if I was all lubed up with nunchucks and I fight him? The guy can't grab me. Throw me to the ground. And I
you want to lube up
him.
To fight a guy? Go ahead, yeah. Man. Good luck. Isn't that what fighters do?
Yes, they
don't
put the
they
Vaseline
do that on their face.
Yeah, they put Vaseline on their face so that when I punch your face, my hand slides.
So the
off.
Glove doesn't stick.
Yeah,
that would hurt.
That sounds like cheating.
Well, I mean, until you're the one that's getting your face punched. Have you ever been punched?
Yeah, I was boxed with the Ron and Fez show.
It hurts.
It was not pleasant.
No, it's not.
I had headgear on because we had a fight with headgear.
I don't know what that does.
Me neither.
I got concussed with headgear.
And the problem with the headgear was it threw off my peripheral vision.
Yeah, because
so
I know.
I saw my opponent, Joe Pooh, winding up.
Joe Pooh?
Yeah.
What is that?
That was his name. And then I see him wind up, and then his fist would disappear, and I'm like, where did his fist go? Right on the side of my head.
I'm laughing because it's so true.
You don't see.
I don't know what that headgear does, honestly. I don't know. And it gives you a false sense of security. Because once you get hit, you're hit. And I told you, I took a roundhouse kick once. Same type of deal. I'm like, what's he doing?
Where'd his leg go? Whoa, right inside my
never
head.
Never saw it coming.
Yeah.
You are right about that. It's too funny.
It sucks.
So, I got destroyed by a guy named Rob, who just, I mean,
kicked
pummeled.
You right upside your head.
I got through the first round with him okay. The second round, because we just boxed. The second round, we went full kickboxing, and he full kicked my ass is what he did. And you got your ass kicked by Joe Pooh.
Right, Joe Pooh.
You proud of that?
No, especially since he was smoking in between rounds.
He was mocking you.
Mocking me, yeah.
Why didn't you just run him around then? With all that smoke in his lungs, he'd be dying.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Instead, you were like Rocky going right to Clubber Lang.
Yeah.
Come on, hit me.
It's like the UFC. They have those gloves that really look like they provide no padding.
Right, yep.
Just like that headgear. Like, I'm not sure what it's minimizing it a little
of
bit.
Of course it is. But it's,
but
not,
it's not
I really
great.
Do think it gives you a false sense of security.
Yeah. Like, oh, I got this headgear on. Go ahead, hit me.
Down for the count.
Down I go.
Boo.
Boo.
Yeah.
Devontae Adams, Jerry, took to social media. He's a wide receiver on the Green Bay Packers. He tweeted out, gotta appreciate what you got while you got it. Does that
mean... Well, that's true, and that applies to a lot of things in life. None of us do.
But does that mean he thinks that Aaron Rodgers is leaving?
I think he thinks it's possible that he's leaving
or
going to sit out.
Do you think... Here's how... So it's gotta appreciate what you got while you got it.
Right.
I don't know if that's a message meaning Aaron Rodgers is gone and I don't have it anymore, or is that a message to the Packers, like, appreciate what you've got?
I think it could be looked at both ways.
Right, that's the best kind of message.
And if you're a positive person, I think that's the way you would take it. But I also think it could be a situation where he sees the writing on the wall and, hey, guys, you got something, appreciate it, because before you know it, it's over.
Right.
And I thought it was neat. I don't know if you saw the 49ers. Several of the members of the 49ers called and texted Kyle Shanahan just to let him know that they were alive on Sunday. I thought that was funny.
Because he said,
he wasn't sure.
When asked about Jimmy Garoppolo, will he be on the squad after the draft? He said, I don't know if anyone's even going to be alive on Sunday.
Yes.
And here we are already Tuesday.
And they've all, and at least not all, most of them have checked in with him that they made it to Sunday.
Hey, coach, still breathing over here, all good.
You never know. Here today, gone tomorrow.
It was like the great 80s band Cinderella said, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
That is very true.
Oh, that's a generic line. How could they write a song like that?
Well, you remembered it.
All right, that's weird, though. Like,
and the fact that you remembered Cinderella sang it.
And Joni Mitchell used that in Big Yellow Taxi also.
Yeah, see, I feel like I don't like when a song's chorus is a common saying, like, don't know what you got till it's gone.
Okay.
Because that's so easy. Like, Billy Joel has a
you
terrible song.
You also remember it, though.
Billy Joel has a song on the Stormfront record that goes, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Like, that's just a saying.
Right.
It's not a song. And country music is filled with songs that are just sayings.
Really? You saying country music is a little cliche?
Yes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Very cliched.
Well, that's great. Now Al has another thing to get super annoyed by.
Yeah.
For no reason.
Cliched songs. And titles.
How'd you adopt a kid?
I can't handle that.
Because then your attention could get away from all the nonsensical stuff.
Yeah.
And then you could just get annoyed by a human.
By a small human.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jerry, watch this. Hey, how about those cable TV rates?
Don't start, please. Please don't start.
You're not, your grandma ain't paying for Yes. It doesn't want it, but
guess what? I'm paying for the ID channel. Don't want it.
Do me a favor. Don't bring that up.
Yes, please. I don't have the energy today.
And these podcast ratings.
Boy, Eddie.
Who's listening to them?
What is wrong with you?
I see CC Sabathia's wife, Amber Sabathia, has joined the ranks of sports agents.
I think that's great. And I'll tell you why. Because she's been around the game for a long time.
Yeah.
She probably, I would think, knows more than most coming up. And as long as she's got the training, which I'm sure she has at this point, if I was an up-and-coming player, I'd go right to her.
I might sign with her to see if she could talk about getting me a raise here.
Go for it.
Mr. Mark Chernoff, you'll be meeting with Amber Sabathia today.
I'm in. Let's go. Let's call her.
You want her to represent you as well?
Yes.
All right.
So absolutely.
I'm going to reach out to her today and say, you've got two potential broadcasting superstars.
And we're not 65 yet, so you've got time.
We've got time.
You've got time.
We're still interested, but we have no...
They don't want a raise. They just want to be paid for this hour.
Hence a raise. Thank you.
Mrs. Amber Sabathia. I think she joined...
CAA.
Yeah, CAA.
Isn't that where Brody is?
No, Brody is at Rock Nation now.
Oh, he left. Well, he was at CAA, took the Met job, and then went to Rock Nation.
Rock Nation.
God, I thought he went back to his other place. Okay, fair enough. We got
to
run.
Maybe we combo it up. We get Amber Sabathia and Brody.
This would be like Shark Tank. Listen, you're going to get two sharks, not one.
Yeah, two.
You never know. Eddie, say what you got to say, Al.
Who is sick of paying rent? I have my hand raised. You can't see it. Why would you rent? I'm questioning that. I bought a condo a year ago, and it feels great to build equity in my own home. If you're looking to buy or are a first-time home buyer, finance through Kearny Bank. They changed my entire outlook on the mortgage process. Also, their first-time homebuyer program offers savings like a 30-year discounted rate and a down payment as low as 5%. Don't hesitate. Visit kearnybank.com. That's kearnybank.com. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
All right, still more to do. Plus, we'll get you to Boomer and Geo at 6 o'clock right now on Odyssey Sports Minute. It's JR explaining the Aaron Rodgers issue and what's happening.
It's the dynamic duo of Al and Jerry, the superheroes of WFAN.
Hi, welcome back. Knicks won again last night. Mets lost in St. Louis, and then they fired their hitting coach, and the Yankees take on the Astros tonight. The Nets in action in Milwaukee, Al.
Warm-up show brought to you by Kearny Bank, your bank for today. For tomorrow, visit kearnybank.com for details. I see the great Carmelo Anthony, Jerry, has passed Elvin Hayes and is now top 10 all time in scoring.
I cannot believe Elvin Hayes was in the top 10. I know the name. Top 10?
Right.
So, I was blown away by that, actually.
So now is Carmelo a top 10 player of all time?
No.
What?
No, he's a top 10 scorer.
That's what you try to do in the NBA, be a scorer.
There's
so he's
more
gotta be top
to the
10.
Game than scoring. You got to play some defense.
Is this one of those situations where it's like guys are scoring more now, so it doesn't count as much?
It's different, just like the home run ball has changed in baseball over the years. Of course, the game is different. I mean, you know, teams really don't play defense on a night-in, night-out basis, and teams are scoring more points, and the three-point line has changed the game. There was no three-point line in the 60s. So, yeah, I mean, it is a little different, sure. The numbers are skewed a little bit.
So when they just decided one year in, like, the 70s, like, what if we did a three-pointer?
I mean, I don't know how it came about exactly, but I mean, essentially, yeah.
I think the ABA was fooling around with it, and then the NBA adopted it when they merged.
And yet, when we talk about a four-point shot now, everyone's like, no, it's a disgrace to the game.
You know what, Al? I don't know about that. I think there are some that actually wouldn't mind seeing it because guys can hit it now. I mean, if you move the three-point line.
Listen to Boomer and Geo mornings from 6 to 10.